This episode is brought to you by Lemon Loaf from the Jerry Lee Lewis Lemon Loaf Company, straight out of Fort Erie. Not everybody likes it, but some of them will eat it. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to season four of Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I, of course, am Jenny. I have many friends, none of whom are here today. I decided that I would do a solo show, and you'll have to let me know how you like it. I did make a post at the end of 2022 on Instagram stories asking if anybody would be interested in me not having a guest for one episode and just doing a solo episode, and 100% of you said yes. So it's quite possible that 100% of you may be disappointed today in this episode. We have not done an episode for a couple of weeks. Please forgive me. It's been a little busy. November could have gone fucked itself. December was a little chaotic. And, you know, it's the holidays and, you know, we got a little busy. So get a little, you know, get a little busy, get a little sidetracked, had some stuff to do, you know. Anyways, the point is we are here. I am here. Happy New Year. I hope you all had an amazing, amazing holiday season, an amazing holiday time with friends, family. If you celebrate, if you don't celebrate, if maybe you took the day to spend on your own or go on vacation somewhere, wherever you were, whatever you were doing, I hope you had a great time. I think 2023 is gonna be our best year yet. If I can get a little Joel Osteen on us for a minute, I believe and declare that this year, 2023, will be your best year yet. Say it with me, hallelujah. Okay, so I, you know, comment below on the post later today when I post this episode. Let me know how your New Year's is going so far. Anything exciting happening? I know, you know, the Widowmaker boys had an exciting time with a massive snowmageddon. Holy Hannah, some of those pictures were insane. I don't know how you made it through. My goodness. I'm glad everybody's okay. Glad everybody stuck together. And yeah, here we are. Here we are. So I have for the first time in a long time, in quite possibly the history of this show, I have zero plan for this episode. Like I said, this is season four. I'm excited. I have no idea what this season has yet to hold. I don't have any plans going forward. This may be the last season of Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I may pull an Oprah. We may continue on to 20 seasons. Who knows? We just don't know. You know, it's one of those things. So I thought what I would kind of do, well, here's the funny thing. I had no plan, but I had some thoughts for this show. So I have no plan about how it's going to go, but I had a few little thoughts. I thought I would touch on some top Amazon gifts for 2022, you know, this past season. What were the top gifts? I'd love to talk about my loves and my hates of TikTok videos. There's some videos on TikTok that I loathe. And then there's some videos and some live streams on TikTok that I am obsessed with, absolutely obsessed. Like spend copious amounts of time on TikTok watching when I should be sleeping. Crazy, craziness. A few little things I want to mention, a few little shout outs, and just a general chit chat. And I hope it's entertaining. If it's not, just shut it off. It's okay. No offense taken. But I hope you stick around. And yeah, now I know for New Year's, has anybody made any New Year's resolutions, plans, goals, dreams? I always, every year, make a set of goals that I want to accomplish. And this is the key part. It's great to journal. And I'm a big proponent of journaling, but it's, you have to write down your list of goals for the year. You got to have some goals. You know, if you don't have any goals, what are you just lying there dead, got nothing to do? You got to have some goals, and you have to keep your old lists. You gotta keep your old goal lists so you can go back and look at all of the things you did not accomplish and beat yourself up for it and eat the lemon loaf. This is the thing. This is not the thing. No, I'm joking. But it's important to keep the old lists so you can see what you've accomplished, how far you've come, what things left you have to do. Maybe you want to alter some goals. Maybe your life has changed and your lifestyle has changed. Maybe where you live has changed and your family dynamics have changed and all kinds of things. But I know one major thing that is on my list this year, and probably it's probably the most popular thing that's on everybody's list this year, on their New Year's resolutions and goal lists, is to get healthy, right? To get in shape, to get healthy, to drop a couple of lbs, right? I know I am certainly, that's definitely on my list. I've certainly, I have not watched my height this past year. And I've really grown as an individual, mostly width wise in a midsection area kind of way. But I'm okay with it. I know I'm gonna lose it. This is the thing. I know I'm gonna lose it. I do have to finish my yoga training. I took on the task of signing up for and becoming certified as a yoga instructor, a 200-hour yoga instructor. So I've got that to do. 200 hours, what I committed to. I'm short about 200 hours, so I'm gonna get on that track real fucking fast. I have started, but like most things in my personal life, off to the wayside. I sometimes have trouble when there are things for myself, there are things for other people, commitments to other things, events, people, what have you. I'm good with that. Things for myself sometimes I have trouble completing, or I get sidetracked, or I want to do, you know, 200 other things. Like I want to knit for some reason, and it's probably those damn TikToks. Everybody's have you seen those TikToks where they have those, you crank the wheel and it goes around in a circle and people are making hats? Now I want to make a hat. I get upset mostly with crafting stuff, creative things. I am making a commitment this year to get back to my art. I have not sold a piece of art in 2-3 years now. And I have not painted for a little bit, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get back to that. I've got lots of exciting things to come in the card shop, which I'm super excited for. Shout out to Mike of Widowmaker Supply for hyping me up on the mild motivators. I put out a sticker this past year, completely sold out. Thank you guys. Thank you everyone who bought the stickers late last year. I say last year like it was so long ago. It was last fucking week. What? It's weird, right? It's definitely weird having a conversation with yourself, a solo show. There's no video. I'm just gonna do this audio version because, quite frankly, I find it weird to look at myself when I'm talking to just myself. So, you know, and I'm not wearing pants, so there's that. But lots of great things to come. The sticker that I had just recently put out was a thumbs up and it said, "You're doing great-ish." So had some ideas for some more mild motivators, as Mike likes to call them. So I'll put those out. Lots of things, lots of exciting things coming, all over, personally, professionally, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. What are the other Lees? Insert Lee here. Anyways, but yeah, one of the main things is I'm gonna concentrate on me this year on my health and getting back in shape and getting toned and fit and dropping a couple of stones, as they say. I have eaten my last junk meal. Last. Confirmed. I scarfed down. I ate an entire pizza. An entire pizza to myself. Like it was a serving for four. Like a small family could have dined on this particular pizza. I pulled the last white elephant present and I got an all-inclusive trip to a concentration camp. I mean, it was just, don't come for me for that joke, okay? Relax. Anyways, I'm 10% Jew, so 15 if you're a Hollywood producer. just kidding. Let's all have a sense of humor in 2023, okay? Let's not be so sensitive. Okay, this may actually be the year I get canceled. So if you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Love you. Always will. Always have. Okay. But yeah, I need to get on track. I used to be a runner. And let me tell you, this is how I feel about running. Once you start getting into it, it is enjoyable. It gets easier and easier. It's the getting into it that's hard. And I don't know if you've ever ran and then stopped running and then tried to get back into running, but I always find the first day that I try to get back into running, my body likes to play a trick on me because I start out and I'll do like two miles, 5 miles, and I feel great. And I can do it. And I'm like, well, why have I held off so long? This is fucking easy. And then the next day, I can't move. My legs feel like cement. And then the third day, I try to go running and I can't run 10 steps without having a cardiac arrest. I'm like, I don't know. It's like my body likes to trick me into trying to do it. And then it goes, fuck you. Sit down, fatty. It's so hard. It's so hard. But I have all of this exercise equipment. I have this, well, I have not a great, it's a brand new treadmill that of course I've used twice, three times, something like that. But this is, okay, this, I don't know if I really knew what I was buying. It's a manual treadmill. Have you ever heard of one of these? Don't buy that one. You don't plug it in and it starts and then you start walking. Oh no. You have to walk and pull the tread of this treadmill, which is fine. The only problem with this particular model is that it's on an incline. It's on an incline. So you got to hold on because it goes rather swiftly once you start walking. And there's no real stabilizing factors involved. So you gotta hold on to this sucker or else you're gonna fly off. So it's not my favorite. If anyone's looking for a manual treadmill and you think this will be a great addition to your lifestyle and healthcare regimen, just DM me. I mean, pick up only, I guess, because I'll be out of breath if I try to take it to your place. But it'll do for now. I've got the treadmill, I have some weights, I've got various yoga accoutrements, I have the moon shoes. The moon shoes. If you haven't seen me on the moon shoes, go in the way back in the TikToks I posted about the moon shoes. But I'm gonna get into those this year. I would like to bring up my bike from the basement and install one of those, what do you call those things that they sit on the floor and then you put your bike in it. So it makes your regular bike like a stationary bike. I'd love to do that, but I would really love to get back into running. So I'm going to do that. If you heard that little shaky shake, that's the dog in the background. Hello, Spence. Hello, hello, lover. Hello, good morning. It's very early right now while I'm recording this. So I'd love to get back into the running. And I would love to improve my sprint. I used to be a really great sprinter as well. But sprinting is really hard for me. It took me a long time to get to a certain point. And then of course I stopped doing it. Does this happen to anybody else? You run so fast that you fall over? Or is it just me? Like, if this happens to anyone else, please, please, please DM me or leave a comment. Let me know. Like, I start running and then I build up momentum and then I start running so fast that literally my hips, my legs can't keep up with the rest of my body and I fall over. Like, does this ever happen to you? You run so fast that you fall over? Or do I have a tumor? Do I have a tumor? I don't know. It's a really bad Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you got the point. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But I would love to improve my sprint this year. And then I have a bunch of personal and professional goals as well, too, that I'd love to crack the ceiling on. And let's see, what else? I'd like to get out more. I work a lot. Like to get out more, like to travel a little bit more this year. So lots of things. But yeah, let me know what some of the things are on your list. Speaking of lists, let's go to the Amazon. I like to do a year in review kind of thing. And here are some, talk about the top gifts given in 2022. This is all these are going to be different, I assume, different sources, but this is brought to you by Cosmopolitan magazine. Let's see, we have some silk pillowcases, slippers are always a good gift. I never thought I'd get to the age where I'd be young enough where I'd want slippers and a vacuum for Christmas. I mean, those are great gifts. I mean, not when you're, a teenager or, your young 20s, but I think everyone reaches a point where they go, meh, just give me a mug, maybe a scarf, slap a couple of gift cards on there. Like, I think, don't we all, we get to the point where like, we don't need stuff anymore, but there are some really good practical gifts. Scarves are on here. That's a great gift. Oh, this list here is brought to you by the trusted news source, CNN. Ice roller. Now I have to say that is a very good gift for the ladies and for the ladies in your life. Ice roller. I do have these ice balls. Inside joke here. In the freezer. They're, you put water in them in the top and then you put them in the freezer and it forms like this round globe ice cube kind of thing. And then you can run it all over your face after you do like your cleansing or your facial. And those are really nice. Get that ice on that vagus nerve. You know what I'm talking about? Exfoliating shower towel. $14. Interessante. Cotton sleep mask. I don't know about, I'm interested in one of those sleep masks that have the massagers in them. Those are kind of cool. Shower steamers. Those are good. Oh, if you're looking for great shower steamers or shower soothers or shower bath bombs or any of that fizzy stuff, Spellbound Intentions. Insanely good. Spellbound Intentions, you can connect with them on Instagram. They do have a TikTok, post some videos there, but go to their website, go to their Instagram, Spellbound Intentions. There's also a link in my bio. If you go to my bio, there's a link there for them. You can go directly to the website. They made, and I have to order from them soon, they made some incredible shower steamers for me with really nice, I love like really fresh scents. And they made some for me that had this really, really nice eucalyptus. Like I like a strong eucalyptus smell, especially in the shower. Like I want the essential oil to reach the depths of my soul, you know, burn out the inner child within me. So they're really good. They're really good and great ladies. Oh, I've actually had them on the show. So if you haven't watched that episode, get to watching. Burt's Bees lip balm. Okay. I mean, that's a great stocking stuffer, I'd say. I have to be honest with you. The best lip balm that I've used so far, and I'm just quickly reviewing, do I have any lip balm sponsors? the best one I've used so far is from the dollar store. It's the unscented, no name, basic, just lip balm from the dollar store. I've used that for a little while. And that's pretty good. Lots of masks. These seem to be all women oriented. Oh, an avocado slicer. Do we still need that in 2022, 2023? Do we need an avocado slicer? Are we that just deficient in skills that we need a slicer to remove an avocado from the skin? I don't know. Maybe we do. Swedish dishcloths. Interessante. Let's see, silicone baking sheets. Those would not be useful for me, but anywho, I am going to try, I don't know. I say it now, hold me to it. I am going to try to meal prep a little bit. It may just be raw foods. I may just go full raw vegan for all I know. Just cut out the cooking entirely. I may give it another crack at the wheel. I don't know. A coffee grinder. Oh yes. Coffee grinders. You need this in your life. You need two coffee grinders, and I'll tell you why you need two. One, obviously for the coffee. Two, for spices. Now, when you're grinding coffee, you're going to want to go to www.widowmakersupply.com and get yourself some Widowmaker coffee. Literally the best coffee, hands down. Not just saying it because they're a sponsor, not just saying it because they're friends, not just saying it because they have a hilarious podcast, Widowmaker Supply podcast, not just saying it because they're a bunch of great guys. Really good coffee, so check it out, widowmakersupply.com, also link in the bio. And hey, mention that you heard Widowmaker Supply and their coffee on this episode, and they'll give you what do we say, boys? What 20-25% off bag? I'm just kidding. Don't probably not. Season for discounts is over, maybe. Anyways, check out their coffee. It's really, really good. But that's a great gift, coffee grinder. And yes, also you'll need a coffee grinder for your spices. Now, here's the key to coffee grinders. You want them separate because you don't want your coffee tasting like your spices, and you don't want your spices tasting like your coffee. But the tip for grinders is you don't wash the inside. You leave it. You can wipe it out with a paper towel, but don't wash it with soap and water. You want those oils in there, and you only want to use it for that specific reason. So anyways, there's a little tip for you. Let's see what else is on here. Bedding, lots of great things. A knife set, okay. Home gadgets, lots of home gadgets. Binoculars for the stalker in you. Airplane phone holders. Interessante. Wireless earbuds. Lots of great stuff in here. Lots of great stuff. Anyways, I hope you you got the gifts that you wanted this year. if not, check out Amazon. Buy them yourself. So, yeah, there we go. Let's move on to TikTok videos. It's been a whirlwind on TikTok. this past year. Let me share a few of my hates and a few of my obsessions with TikTok. Let me start with the hates. We'll get the bad news out, bad news bears out of the way first, and then we'll go on to the happy stuff. The videos that I loathe on TikTok are these videos of these average Joe Schmo people coming on and making a 30-second video or a 20-second video talking about, I make $10,000 per month and I only work 2 hours a week, and here's how I do it. And then the video ends. Bitch, no one's making 10 grand a week working 2 hours, 10 grand a month working 2 hours a week. Nobody, come on. Nobody. And they are in abundance on TikTok. Everyone's got a, I make six figures a year. I quit my job and I now make $10,000 a month. I quit my full-time $1 million salary and I now triple that each and every month with just four clients. Get the fuck out of Chicago. Nobody's doing that. I guarantee. Please don't. If you are someone who is enamored by these kinds of videos, and listen, I'm not saying that you can, I mean, put no cap and no limits on your dreams. You shoot as high as you want to shoot and you accomplish everything you accomplish. But let's just sit on the reality cloud for a second. Don't waste your time going down the rabbit hole of watching those videos, because 99.9997% of those people are fucking liars. They're not making any money. Trust me. Don't waste your time. It gets so annoying, those videos. The other ones that, it's a kind of a love-hate thing, but the IKEA hack videos, have you seen these ones on TikTok? Now, I'll give you one or two of them are pretty genius. Sometimes I'll watch one and I'll go, that's not bad. But most of them are dumb as fuck. Like, most of these IKEA hacks involve like 37 parts and seven sets of cutlery that you need to hot glue together, and it makes a bowl that you put popcorn in. Fuck off. Put your popcorn in a bowl and call it a day. Like, what are we doing here? I'm over it. Like, what? Get out of here. What's happening? What is going on in your mind that you have to go to IKEA and find a perfectly good piece of furniture or an accessory, and you have to change that by adding multiple parts together into some sort of creative concoction that involves two tubes of E6000 glue, and now you have right? I mean, like, what is happening? I can't even, I'm over it. Okay. Or you get these videos where they're like, check out this IKEA hack, and it's a bookshelf that they've put together, and then they put a lamp on top of it, and then they call it a nightstand hack. You literally just put a bookshelf together. There's no hack. The hack is how you ever got on social media. Like, that's that. Like, how did that happen? That's, come on, get out of town. That is not a hack. Oh my gosh. Oh, it drives me. That's just as bad as the fucking sprinkles and the sprinkle cake. If you know, you know. Oh my God. Oh, the videos that I love, and this is a new trend, and it should be really horrible, and I don't know why I find these so fucking funny. It's the celebrity death pranks. Have you seen these? Have you heard them? Someone will walk into a room of people, or they'll be sitting there with their parent or their friend or whatever, whoever, and they'll be like, oh my God, Cher, dead at 81. And people are like, oh, no. Like, the reactions from some of these people, literally, the best ones are the ones that they do when people are already dead. It's like, oh my God. The guy goes, what? The girl goes, Michael Jackson dead at 47. No! Come on. They have a couple of compilations. If you have TikTok, just type in celebrity death pranks. I promise you, it will not be a waste of 5 minutes. It's hilarious. It shouldn't be. Death is nothing to laugh at. Unless it's, you know, the death of an enemy, then, you know, what have you, you know, that's granted. No, death is always sad. We shouldn't pray for that. But these are really, really, really funny. And I don't, maybe I just have a morbid sense of humor. I just have a dark sense of humor. I've seen too much shit in my life. But these are fucking funny. They are hilarious. Check them out. My other obsession right now in TikTok are these gem scoops, these crystal scoops. Have you seen it? They put all of these gemstones and crystals in this like big tub of what I thought was rice. They're actually polishing beads, but it looks like rice. And then they pour this rice in, they put all the jewels and all the stuff, crystals and gemstones in. They put the polishing beads in or the rice in, and it's this big tub, and then they turn it on, and then this, it gyrates and it shakes and it vibrates, and then all the gemstones and jewels get sucked down to the bottom and they come back up and whatever. And that in itself is fascinating to watch. I'm like, how does that like, clearly I understand the physics of how it's happening, but it's just, you become a childish observer, and you go, whoa, how does that happen? That's so cool. And so what they do is you buy a scoop, you buy per scoop. So say it's like $60 a scoop or whatever. You buy one or two scoops, and they take this bin, and then they scoop out like your magic, your lucky scoop. And then you see what you got, and they put it in the bowl, and they show you everything you got. Oh, you got a jade sphere, and you got a amethyst tower and a carnelian heart. And oh my gosh, it is so, I don't know what it is, but it is so enjoyable for my soul. Like I literally could watch that for hours. It is intoxicating. It's insane. And then every hour they have a new promo. So you could get like a double scoop promo, or you can get like an extra large scoop promo, or you get like a three tower freebie with every scoop. Like it's just, it's always changing. It's always fun and funny and interesting. And I don't know, I feel like the gemstones are speaking to me. The good energy is coming through the phone, and it just makes me feel good. It just does. I can't explain it. It's science. Anyways, those are the videos that I like, that I've been obsessed with lately. The other thing, so the last thing on TikTok, is the comments section is insane. I have to, okay, let me go here. I'm gonna go to one of the last videos that I saw. Now this video, maybe you can hear it in the background. A bus is driving and this car is pulling out of a gas station and hits the bus. Car hits the bus hits the car. But if you open the oh my God, I live for these comments. The comments section is on fuego. Salvina says, how can you not see the massive bus? Oh my gosh. Snail Space says, bus should have had a reflective vest on. Canada Wide says, came out of nowhere. Oh my gosh. Ted, sorry, didn't see the bus. Oh my gosh. Jimmy the Greek. Shepherd and Keel. Bus driver. Yep. Jasper, did they die? Bus guy. Nope. These comments are freaking hilarious. I can't even. If you haven't checked out the comment section on some of these, I mean, I would highly recommend you watch some of these funny videos and yeah, and look at the comment section. They're hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. I live for these comments. It's some people are trolls, but most of them are funny. Totally not the bus driver. Totally not the car's fault. How could you possibly see a bus coming in the same direction in the same lane that you're driving into? Oh my gosh. This video was posted by Toronto Transit Guy. Go check out the videos, follow him on the Tickety Talk. Hilarious. So those are some of the things that are consuming my thoughts this first few days in January 2023, amongst other things. Getting geared up to start full-time hours and sessions back at the clinic. Some of you know I run a clinic. So doing that, and a few things to tell you. I will be at the North American Motorcycle Show. It's happening this weekend, the 6th to the 8th. And it's at the International Center in Toronto, so there's free parking. Tickets are available online. I know we ran a few contests earlier. In 2022 and gave away a couple of pairs there, but if you're still looking for tickets, they're still available online. And if you send in your email or you sign up through email, they will send you a $3 coupon as well. So that's exciting. The other exciting thing, let me pull it up here, is oh, one more thing about the motorcycle show. I'm going to be doing some pop-up giveaways. I've got some stuff to give away. I've got some things from Zero Fucks Given. I've got some things from Death Run Supply Co. I've got an item from Widowmaker Supply. I've got a prize pack from Evil Empire. So there's five different prize packs, five different giveaways that I will be giving away at the North American Motorcycle Show in Toronto on the Saturday. So whatever the day in January that is, let me see which particular day is that. That is the 7th, January 7th. That is the day I will be there. All you have to do is make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow the handle of the prize pack that you win, and all you have to do to get a prize pack is just come find me at the show. So the first five people, I will, as soon as I get to the show, I will do an Instagram live letting you know I am there, and the first five people to find me there will get at random pick one of the five prize packs that are available. Again, there's stuff from Widowmaker Supply, Death Run Supply Co., Evil Empire, and Zero Fucks Given. And yeah, so come find me at the show and win a prize. Start the new year off right. So that's exciting. The other exciting thing is I am doing a collaboration and giveaway with bushbeard.ca. Bushbeard.ca, if you don't know who they are, check them out. Local company, super rad lady who owns it and runs it. On Instagram, bushbeard, BUSHBEARD, Bush Beard. Website is www.bushbeard.ca. She was kind enough to send me a few little items, which I'll show on a video later. And then we were doing a prize pack. So if you are a beardly man, or you are the lover of a beardly man, and they are in need or in want or in try of some new products for their manscaping of their beard, check them out. Bushbeard, bushbeard.ca. Really, really nice products, from combs to beard washes to balms to salves to travel bags. They've even got some merch. They've got some t-shirts and shirts and hats and all kinds of stuff. So they're local out of Ottawa. So really great company. And yeah, so that's exciting. So cool stuff. So lots of great things to come in the new year. And I'm hoping to have some shows set up with regularity, but this year it may not be every week. Just gonna put that out there. Shows, I know we usually do shows on Mondays and we switch to Tuesdays, and that's great. It's also a lot of time. A show every week is a lot. It's 52 shows a year. That's a lot. So we may move to every other week. It may just be when I can, a little bit more sparse, but it won't be too much of a space in between shows, because I do really love and enjoy doing the show, and I love, you know, all the feedback and the engagement from all of you. I appreciate all of your love and support. Made some really great friendships and really great connections and doing this, and it's a lot of fun. But yeah, so we'll see. I have no idea what season 4 will hold, but I know it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great year. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, either a new or returning guest, you're always welcome. Please send me a DM. Please give me a shout out. Connect with me. Easiest way to get a hold of me is through Instagram at Wake Up With Jenny and Friends. And I'm hoping to have some, the plan is to have a few more celebrity guests on this year. So that takes a little bit of time too. So, but that's the goal, just because it's just so, for me, it's a sense of nostalgia, it's fun, and it opens up a, you know, whole new avenue of, you know, getting to know people in a different way and asking a whole bunch of different questions. And I just love people's stories. I just love, you know, shooting the shit with people, and, you know, so this show is a great avenue for that. But so keep in touch, and if I can support you in any way, if you have a small business, or you have a cause, or you have a charity, or you have an event that you would like me to post on the show or on the Instagram, please let me know, and I am happy to do that for you. I hope this year is off to a great start, an amazing start for you already. And I wish you all the best fun, love, success, abundance, blessings that this 2023 can offer. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, share, comment, leave me some feedback. Let me know, did you like it? Did you not like it? What's your thoughts? What's your feelings? Get some guests back in. Shut the fuck up. Keep talking. What you like, what you don't like. I love it all. Love the feedback. Have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.